decide whether to join the war. Those 2 weeks will give the U.S. time to get battle groups in place should the president give the go. Meantime, the bombing continues. Today, another Iranian missile got through the Israeli Iron Dome, hit a six-story apartment building in Beersheba, injuring five. What about the effect on the environment from the thunderous explosion of a SpaceX rocket on the test pad in Texas? ABC's Andrea Fujii.
As the investigation into Wednesday night's explosion continues, SpaceX insists there are no hazards to people in the area and says it's working with local and state agencies to address any environmental concerns.
This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to delay the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Johnson is going against fellow Republicans in the budget vote and released a report showing the House passed budget reconciliation bill would put the U.S. in a massive $24 trillion deficit over the next 10 years. Another chapter in the Taylor Shaw business saga, the 27-year-old woman serving a life prison sentence for the 2022 murder of Shad Therian in Green Bay, withdrew her appeal in a handwritten note to the State Court of Appeals. Shaw business requested more time to file a new post-conviction motion, but the court dismissed that appeal Thursday. And Wisconsin's second Invasive Species Awareness Weekend is this weekend. The Department of Natural Resources says more than 30 events will be held around the state, ranging from educational programs to invasive species control workshops and even 5K run walks. Find an event near you on the DNR's website.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM. City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible with lows in the mid-70s. And then hot and humid this weekend with highs in the mid-90s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Your hometown station.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Friday morning. Dave Grant joining you 6:02 on Friday. Yes, I am here. Didn't want to miss my Friday with you. We'll talk more shortly after Brian Adams on Max FM.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant going on 6:10 on Friday morning. Yes, my voice is a little bit off today. I apologize in advance for that. I did go in and have my procedure done, and we'll give some updates on that around 7:10 this morning. So, yes, my voice is going to be a little bit off today, but I didn't want to miss being with you all on Friday morning. And for those that are curious, yes, I'm under adult supervision. Miss Wendy Grant is keeping tabs on me today because I'm supposed to be taking it easy, well, at least for the next few days. And we'll fill you all in on that, but more stuff to come on that. That is the short version of it. Speaking of stuff come, let's take a look at our weather forecast because we know we're going to have some warm weather this weekend. This morning, we are going to see some showers and thunderstorms. We see that they are entering into the Reedsburg and La Valle area right at this moment. So those will be coming in this morning. Then it's going to gradually clear out, become mostly sunny, high near 85. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of only 75 degrees. That means Saturday, it's going to be sunny, hot, and humid, a high of 93. Heat index value is around 102 degrees. Saturday night, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of only 77 degrees. On Sunday, sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 93. We're going to talk about Monday as well because it's going to continue to be sunny and hot with a high of 92, possibility of thunderstorms Monday afternoon. The reason we mention the temps going into Monday is we have a heat advisory that is going to start tomorrow at noon and go through Monday due to the extreme heat and heat indexes. So be prepared for it now. If there's stuff you need to do outdoors, maybe do it later on this morning after the storms pass through. And then consider being indoors for indoor activities, or if you're outside, obviously, to make sure that you properly hydrate and do all of those things. So we want everyone to be careful out there this weekend. Currently, 70 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Now, we ran across an interesting story this morning. In Detroit, a county worker was overpaid, and they were overpaid $1,600,000. Now, it was a clerical error, apparently, and their employee ID number was put in the wrong spot in the hourly where the hourly wage should have been. Here are Wayne County officials talking about this mistake.
I'd be very concerned about what's happening with payroll in the county, certainly. That's an incredibly big mistake.
Sometimes things slip through the cracks. They shouldn't.
No excuses for it. That kind of thing can't happen. I think there are a lot of errors that went on. What I can tell you is there are multiple fail-safes theoretically, built into the system, and at least three of those didn't work.
Okay, so again, we're talking about in Detroit, a county employee was overpaid $1,600,000. It was a clerical error, and their employee ID number was put into the spot where the hourly wage should have been. The employees worked for the county for more than 20 years, alerted her supervisor the following day, and began the process of returning the seven-figure sum. Two people got fired for the mistake. Now, you heard that they had multiple fail-safes in place, apparently three fail safes, none of them were enacted. And so, yeah, I can imagine this employee going, ooh, I got $1,600,000 here. They know better. They're not going to take advantage of it. But how it happens is, honestly, it sounds like it was human error. But you would think someone go, oh, this employee shouldn't be getting paid that much. And it's just, wow, how that actually got either into a check, most likely a direct deposit in this case, seems a little bit odd to me. You would also think that the employer's bank would be like, why are you getting a $1,600,000 deposit? Lots of questions there as well. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports news by the B-52s and Smash Mouth on Max FM.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor Megill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight, and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Yeah! Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:22 on Friday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. We are so glad to be with you this morning. Emily's going to join me at 7:10 this morning. The shenanigans will ensue on your Friday morning. As a reminder, at 7:40, we are celebrating our celebrity birthdays. If you know someone that's celebrating a local birthday or anniversary today, Saturday, or Sunday, please text those in to me now, 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app, look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, and click text and send in those birthday or anniversary wishes for today or this weekend. We appreciate your text. And again, thank you to everyone that texted well wishes yesterday and good luck in all of those things. Appreciate that. We'll give an update when Emily joins this morning at 7:10. We have a little bit of a funny story that goes with this as well. So, yeah, I'm just going to tease that just a little bit this morning. In a moment, we will take a look at our weather. I do have the radar up in front of me in the studio. And we do you see that the heavier showers are starting to enter into the Laval area and into Reedsburg. We expect those to enter into the Baraboo area within minutes. So we will see those showers and thunderstorms coming through this area. I've not had a chance to go look out the window yet in the remote studio here this morning, but I'll do that momentarily. Or my lovely assistant, Wendy, who is supervising me this morning, she will go do that. So yes, thank you to Wendy for keeping tabs on me this morning and so I could be here with all of you today. Now, during yesterday's game at Wrigley Field, a batter lost control of his bat and it went flying into the protective net on the first base side of things. It got stuck up 10 feet high, so a fan in the front row decided to climb up to snatch the souvenir. His game would quickly turn into pain, and here is the play-by-play of this guy. Again, this was at Wrigley Field yesterday. Guy tried getting the broken bat out of the net that was 10 feet up.
1-0, look out. Oh, boy. Churio out of the way. Sal Frelick, and it's stuck. Sir, be careful, please.
No, now, fella.
Sir! Now he's a hero.
He's being ushered out.
No! I mean, he got excited.
Can't be climbing the fence.
Can't throw him out for that, can you?
Yes, you can get thrown out for climbing the fence. That is not safe because they don't want him falling down. So, yes, this was at Wrigley Field yesterday. A guy trying to get that broken bat out of the net. Not sure what this guy was thinking. It doesn't make any sense. It's not safe. I'm sorry. No part of that souvenir makes it worth it to try to get that bat because, you know what? He's going to get taken out. There's no two ways about it. They don't want you climbing the net. So, yes, you can get taken out of there. And even if you don't follow the rules, I mean, I went to a Brewers game many years ago was their opening day, and we were fortunate enough to be seated behind the dugout, which is cool. Our good friends had won some tickets to see that game, and they invited us to go along. And it was our first time of being that close up and personal to a baseball game in Milwaukee. I was very excited about that. And there was people that were in front of us that kept putting their feet on the dugout. Out and security come by and say, please don't do that. And then after the second time, they would say, well, you can leave now. And then you had the R people sneaking down to take their seats. It was a whole thing. And we were all sitting there, the four of us, just enjoying the game. And I'll never forget this because the Brewers were playing the Pirates that day. And I jokingly, as McCutcheon from the Pirates was coming back to the dugout, I jokingly put my hand up to see if he'd throw me the ball at the bottom of the sixth inning. And he did. He lobbed it up in there. And I'm like, oh, my, I was not expecting him to do that. Was very thankful. And then he goes, hey, you guys have been pretty cool here. You know, you're Brewers fans, obviously, but you have not been jawing at us this whole time. So I figure, you know what? I could toss you the ball. And granted, it was Prince Fielder's out at that point. So people were like, toss it back. I'm like, no, I'm not going to be rude or do that. And I was just, you know, it's kind of cool to have the game ball from that. And McCutcheon sat there and was talking to us. And finally, someone came out of the dugout and told me I had to get back into the dugout because they're getting ready to start the next inning. And McCutcheon's like, but hey, I'm talking to these people, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, hey, look, we're probably going to be on TV because all of a sudden you see cameras zooming around as we're all sitting there talking. Don't know if we ended up on TV or not. That was obviously not part of it for us. We were just enjoying the game. And McCutcheon had a pretty good laugh out of it the whole time. They said, you need to get ready to get bat. And he's like, I'll get there in a minute. And he just kept talking. It was kind of funny. And no one got in trouble. It was just good, lighthearted fun. But obviously, I'm not going to lean over the edge or anything like that either. It just, you got to be respectful when you're at these games as well. And be safe. You cannot be climbing up that high. The thing that doesn't mention is maybe if this person had had some adult beverages, which would obviously lead to some judgment in other safety issues. So, yeah, be respectful. That's what it comes down to. It was a great game. It went into extra innings, if I remember correctly, as well, like 14 innings for that Brewers game. So it's one of those games I'll never forget and was always appreciative of Dave and Cindy for taking us along. We had a great time at that. Probably one of the last Brewers games I've been to in a while. So one of these days, maybe we'll get to do that again. And, you know, it's just, I love baseball. It's what it comes down to. Coming up, we are going to take a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank and a full look at our weather forecast coming up next on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank.
It's time for the 5th Annual Summer Solstice Festival in Prairie du Sac. Celebrate the longest day of the year with great food trucks, live music, beer gardens, sport tournaments, kids games, and so much more. The event is going to be held all at the Culver Community Park. Festivities will begin with kids' activities at 11 a.m. and go until 5 p.m. Food trucks will run from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and the beer gardens will be open until 9 p.m. Sean Chell will be performing from 11 a.m. until 2. The Gem City Sideshow will be from 2 until 5. And Old Soul Society will perform from 5:30 until 9. To get signed up and find out more details on events like the pickleball tournament, you can check out Summer Solstice Festival on Facebook to find the link. Again, this all goes down Saturday, June 21st from 11 a.m. into the evening. It's time once again for Reedsburg Butterfest. It all runs through Sunday. You can get the complete lineup of all the events and details by checking out ButterfestReedsburg.org. The 2025 Butterfest Parade will be held on Saturday, June 21st, stepping off at 10:30. Don't miss the Butter Run, Butter Jam, the Little Miss Butterfest annual tradition, live pro wrestling, and so much more. Again, check out the schedule at ButterfestReedsburg.org. And it's been 60 years that Spirit Lake Arts has been gathering on the Baraboo Courthouse Square to celebrate the Art June event. You'll find local musician, kids activities, and chart auk. Food booths and beverages are available with the morning farmers market. And it's all set again at the beautiful downtown square in Baraboo. 60th annual Art June event is Saturday, June 21st from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications, connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly, and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment, most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible with lows in the mid-70s. And then hot and humid this weekend with highs in the mid-90s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
totally were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face before, my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies. And I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. Well, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord. We'll be right back.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:40 on Friday morning. We're shaking it up with the Cars. I'm just so happy to be here on your Friday morning. I was not sure that I would get in today, but I am here in the remote studio with adult supervision. Well, not at the moment. My supervisor has stepped outside, and don't worry, Stout's keeping tabs on me so I don't get into too much trouble this morning. Wait. He might be the one who gets me into trouble. You never know what happens on the morning show, but we do know 7:10, Emily will be joining us for some more shenanigans. We'll provide an update on everything that happened yesterday. Again, thank you to everyone that's been texting in. I appreciate your support, and it's good to be here. I would be going stir crazy otherwise. I just don't do good with sitting still, anyone that knows me. Now, this is an interesting story. This, I was shocked to see, workers at a Pittsburgh airport helped track down a diamond that fell out of a woman's engagement ring on Friday the 13th. Now, it does sound like it was a very bad day for her. It happened when her hand got pinched between her suitcase and the baggage carousel. Ouch! Luckily, they found it. Here's a woman that lost her ring. April's her name. And the airport workers telling the story.
As I went to retrieve my bag from the carousel, my hand got stuck between the suitcase and the edge of the carousel. It pinched my hand, so I pulled my hand back really quickly, and I looked down, and my ring was without a diamond. I came in, and I immediately started looking all around.
Two paint sticks taped together, scraping dirt from underneath the carousel. That's how they actually found it.
Literally, my jaw dropped. I was ecstatic. It's like I just couldn't get to the airport quickly enough.
Now, it should be noted, it took them 4 hours of looking, and they finally found the diamond. So, again, this lady was at the Pittsburgh airport, and she pinched her finger between the luggage and the carousel on Friday the 13th, and the diamond fell out of her engagement ring. So they did find it after 4 hours of searching. That does not sound pleasant. Now, the other thing I was curious about that they don't talk about in this story is, how was her finger? Because that sounds like a very painful experience, to say the least. So, yeah, not a good thing, but at least they found her diamond. At least it sounds like that she was okay at that point, so that's a good thing as well. But wow, what a story. Finding her diamond, and you know, it's not like they're that big either. They know where it kind of went, but all the dirt and junk that would end up along that carousel, wow, crazy story. We are going to take a quick look at your weather forecast. This morning, showers and thunderstorms are likely gradually clearing and becoming sunny with a high of 85. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 75. On Saturday, sunny, hot, and humid, a high of 93. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of only 77 degrees. On Sunday, sunny, hot, and humid, a high of 93. Those temperatures continue into your Monday. It'll be sunny and hot with a high of 92, with a chance of showers probably in the afternoon. Currently, it is, I'm going to get an update on it, 70 degrees outside the Max FM studios this morning. As I'm looking at our live radar, we do see heavier showers entering into the Reedsburg area and town of Lavelle. Looks like showers are just entering into the Baraboo area. I know Miss Wendy was outside. I'm just going to check with her to see if we have any precipitation yet. Wendy, what's the status on our weather outside the home studio here today?
Sprinkling.
Wendy says it's officially sprinkling outside the remote studio today. So sprinkles are entering into the Baraboo area. Radar definitely is showing those just getting to Baraboo. So if you are getting ready to travel to work in the Sauk County area, be aware that, yes, we do have some, it looks like a little bit of showers and definitely some thunderstorm activity a little bit to our south. Again, it's in the Lavelle, Reedsburg area and entering into Prairie du Sac and Baraboo. So again, nothing of severe levels, but we do have that heat advisory. And that's the one thing that I want to make sure everybody is aware of, because this is something important to remember. We have a heat advisory that starts at noon on Saturday, and that goes until 7 p.m. Monday night. So going to be hot out there. If you have outdoor activities, you want to try to limit those. Make sure you're drinking the right beverages, aka water and Gatorade, and being careful while you're out and about. Obviously, if there's things you need to do, probably the best time to do them would be this morning after these showers go through. It's going to get warmer this afternoon, so you don't want to be out in the heat any more than you have to. And if you do have to be out there, please take the proper precautions. We want everyone to stay safe and have a fun-filled weekend. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour will continue with Cutting Crew on Max FM.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget. Shop quality women's clothing in sizes from 0 through 26. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique also has designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. How about a new wardrobe for summertime fun? Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back, going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Main Street Books is turning 17 years old. This downtown Reedsburg gem is celebrating 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Enjoy the party on Saturday, June 28th, with birthday gifts and yummy treats. Main Street Books is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 9 to 4. They're closed on Sundays and holidays. The bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes with your cash donations. Main Street Books, keeping the read in Reedsburg, one used book at a time.
Shop 4th of July savings at the Home Depot right now and get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $600 off select appliances with free delivery, like Samsung. From all-in-one washer dryers to smart refrigerators, upgrade to tech you can trust with Samsung appliances. The Home Depot has what you need to simplify your routine. Don't miss 4th of July appliance savings at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid June 18th through July 9th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Too many times. Oh, I'm dying in your arms.
sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really let myself. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know what no one else knows. Here I am, just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Like a mad bull, she's got the look. smiling as the ocean, kissing as the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look. She's a juvenile scam, never was a quitter. Tasting like a raindrop, she's got the look. And she goes
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Mideast talks are about to begin in Geneva with foreign ministers. Iran is at the table. Israel is not. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio is in touch by phone, offering to meet directly with Iran at any time. ABC's Mary Bruce says that window won't stay open forever.
The president has now given himself a two-week deadline to make this high-stakes decision whether to strike Iran. We are told he's hoping this gives the Iranians, quote, time to come to their senses and come back to the negotiating table. The big question now, what happens if they don't?
Iranian missiles got through the Iron Dome again, hitting a six-story residence in southern Israel. Extreme heat is settling in as summer arrives today. Denver, Minneapolis,